Standing by.
Range 43,000 and closing.
What do you read, Mrs. Fox? Configuration unidentified. Ion propulsion. High velocity. Though of a unique technology.
Any contact, Lieutenant?
Failing on all frequencies, sir. All languages have been attempted. No response. Now using standard interstellar symbols.
Keep trying.
Aye, sir.
Magnification 10.
Aye, sir. 38,000 and closing.
Well, Scotty.
But isn't she a beauty?
Interesting design.
I've never seen anything like her. And ion propulsion at that. Ah, they could teach us a thing or two.
Life forms, Mrs. Fox?
One. Humanoid or similar, low level of activity. Life support systems functioning. Interior atmosphere, conventional nitrogen oxygen. Instruments indicate a transferal beam emanating from the area of the humanoid life form.
Directed at what?
Directed at the bridge of the Enterprise, Captain.
Security guard?
Security guard to the bridge.
I'm Captain James Kirk. This is the Starship Enterprise. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Status, Mr. Sewell. No change from last meeting, sir.
Condition reports from all decks, Lieutenant.
Aye, sir.
Fark, where's Fark?
Jim.
Yes, what is it?
You better come down to sick bay.
Right now. All right, on my way.
Deck 5, there's no damage.
Now.
Functioning.
Thank God. It's gone. What happened?
I found him on the table.
Like this? No, not like this. What happened? I don't know. You've got him on complete life support. Was he dead?
He was worse than dead.
What do you mean?
Jim.
Come on, Bones, what's the mystery?
His brain is gone. It's been removed surgically.
How could he survive?
It's the greatest technical job I've ever seen. Every nerve ending of the brain must have been neatly sealed. Nothing ripped, nothing torn. No bleeding. It's a medical miracle.
If his brain is missing, then Spock is dying.
No. That incredible Vulcan physique hung on to the life support cycle took over. His body lives, the autonomic functions continue. But there is no mind.
That girl?
Aye. What girl?
From that ship. She took it. I don't know why or where, but she must have taken it.
Bones, how long can you keep him functioning?
I can't give you any guarantee.
That's not good enough, Doctor.
If it happened to any of us, I would say indefinitely. But Vulcan physiology limits what I can do. Spock's body is much more dependent upon that tremendous brain for life support.
We'll have to take him with us.
Take him where?
In search of his brain, Doctor. From what you say, the moment we find it, we must restore it to his body or we lose him.
Jim, where are you going to look in this whole galaxy? Where are you going to look for Spock's brain? How are you going to find it?
I'll find it.
Even if you do, I can't restore it. I don't have the medical technique.
It was taken out. It can be put back in.
But I don't know how.
The thief that took it has the knowledge.
I'll force it out of her. If you don't find it in 24 hours, you'd better forget the whole thing, Jim.
You and Scotty have Spock ready.
From that ship, all right.
Where's the trail lead, Mr. Taylor?
System Sigma Draconis.
Lock on, Mr. Sulu.
Maximum speed. Warp 6.
No question about the trail?
No mistake, sir. Environmental.
Stardate 5431.4. For 15 hours and 20 minutes, we have been following the ion trail of the spaceship that has Spock's brain. Time left to us, 8 hours and 40 minutes.
Captain, I've lost the trail.
All scanners, extreme sweep.
Aye, sir.
Well?
Nothing, sir.
No signal at all, Captain.
It's gone, sir. A sudden deaction shift.
We've lost our trail. But you went into that system. Mr. Chekhov, put a schematic of Sigma Draconis on the screen.
Hi, Captain.
Read out, Mr. Chekhov.
Sun spectral type, Gamma 9. 9 planets, 3 of them Class M. Possessing sapient life, according to reports and long-range scanning.
She was breathing our air. She must have gone to one of them. Show us the 3 Class M planets, Mr. Chekhov.
one on the left, number 3, that rates letter B on the industrial scale.
Earth equivalent approximately 1485.
Yes, sir. Second planet class M, number 4, rates letter G.
The year 2030.
But that ship, Captain, either was many years ahead of us, or it was the most incredible design fluke in history.
Third class M planet, Mr. Chekhov?
Number 6. No sign of industrial development. At last report, in a glacial age. Sapient life, plentiful, but on a most primitive level.
Now, as I understand you, Mr. Chekhov, there are three class M planets.
Yes, sir.
Not one of which is capable of launching an interstellar flight.
No, sir.
Yet one of them accomplished it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chekhov.
Captain, I'm picking up high energy generation on planet 6.
It's the primitive glaciated planet.
Yes, sir.
The source, Lieutenant.
It could be natural. Volcanic activity, steam, any of a number of causes. But it's very regular.
What do your surface readings show, Mr. Chekhov?
No sign of organized civilization. Primitive humanoids picked up at irregular intervals.
With regular pulsations of generated energy?
I can't explain it, sir.
Can't afford to guess wrong. Better choose the right planet, get there, find the brain. 8 hours and 35 minutes. Recommendations, Mr. Chekhov?
Sigma Draconis 3. Its closest, heaviest population.
But a technological rating of only 3. They couldn't possibly have put that ship we saw into space.
None of these planets could.
I say planet 4, Captain. At least planet 4 is ahead of 3, technologically.
But advanced ion propulsion is beyond even our capabilities. It'd be a miracle if they had developed it.
What would they want with his brain?
Mm-hmm.
What would they want with Mr. Spock's brain? What use is it? Why do they want it?
Yes, why would they want it? 8 hours and 34 minutes.
Planet 6 is glaciated, you say?
Several thousand years, at least. Only the tropical zone is ice-free.
But the energy, regular, is there. It's real.
Yes, sir. It doesn't make sense, but it's there.
Have the transporter room stand by. I'm taking a landing party down to Planet 6.
Aye, aye, sir.
A hunch, Captain.
A hunch, Mr. Sewell.
What if you guess wrong, Captain?
If I guess wrong, Mr. Spock is dead. Spock will die.
Captain's log, stardate 4351.5. We are beaming down to a primitive glaciated planet in the Sigma Draconis star system. Time left to us to find Spock's brain. 8 hours and 29 minutes.
Suit temperatures are 72.
Life form readings, Mr. Spock? Mr. Scott?
Scattered. Widely spaced. Humanoid, all right. On the large side.
Watch out. We know the development is primitive.
Aye.
No structures, Captain. No mechanized objects that I can read. No surface consumption. No generation of energy. Atmosphere is perfectly all right, of course. Temperature, a high maximum of 40. Livable.
You have a thick skin.
Captain!
There's someone, something out there in the rocks. 5 of them. Humanoid. Large.
Phases on stone. I want them conscious.
Blackout. Check out.
not your enemies. We're your friends.
We only wish to talk to you.
You are not the others?
No. We come from a far place. We are men.
Men?
Like yourselves.
You are small. Like the others.
Who are the others?
The givers of pain and delight.
Do they live here with you?
No. They come. They give pain and delight.
Do they come from the sky?
They are here. You will see. The others will come for you. They come for all like us.
Do they come for your women as well?
Women?
The female of your kind.
Your words say nothing.
Don't you have a mate?
Mate?
A companion.
Will you take us where we can find the others?
No one wants to find them.
We do. We want to find them. Take us there and we'll let you go.
Captain, 500 meters in that direction, there's a foundation under the surface. A huge one. Registrations all over the place.
Buildings?
Yes, sir. Immensely old, completely buried, but they were here once.
Somewhere down there is where the others live. Scotty, see if you can find a way down.
Aye, sir.
No! No! No, you're not going there!
It's all right.
No! No!
All right, let him go!
What could the others do to cause such terror?
What was it he said? Pain and delight?
Peculiar mixture.
Dead and buried city on a planet in a glacial age.
And the male humanoid who doesn't know the meaning of the word female.
Captain!
Over here, sir! There's food in there and a whole pile of other stuff.
A storehouse for our muscular friends.
Scotty. Metal, forged, tempered. Our apish friends didn't make these. What do you think?
It could be a warning device to keep those creatures away from the food.
Or the food could be a lure set by the others to bring them in here.
In that case, the beam would be a signal.
And this cave, a trap.
If it will trap the creatures for the others, Captain, won't it trap us too?
Exactly. Kirk to Enterprise.
Enterprise, Uhura here.
Have Dr. McCoy beam down immediately.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mr. Chekhov, you and the security team will remain here at the entrance. We'll be in constant contact with you.
Aye, sir.
It might be a long wait. We may as well be comfortable.
Across or ion power.
slowing down.
Charge. I wish to speak to him.
Him? What is him?
What have you done with Spock's brain? Where have you taken it?
You are not Morg or I'm Morg. I know nothing about a brain.
You're lying. She's not, Jim. No change in reading. She doesn't know. See what you can pick up on your communicator.
Hi.
We don't want to hurt you. What is this place?
This place is here.
Who are you?
I am Luma. I am I-Morg. You are not I-Morg. You are not Morg. What are you?
Jim, it's no use. You'll get nothing out of that one. Hers is the mind of a child.
Captain, I've got something, but I can't quite get a fix on it.
Fascinating. Activity without end, but with no volition.
Spock, is that you?
Captain. Captain Kirk.
Yes, Spock. Yes.
Captain, there is a definite pleasurable experience connected with the hearing of your voice.
Where are you, Spock?
Is that you, Dr. McCoy? And are you with the captain?
Well, where else would I be?
Mr. Spock, where are you?
Engineer Scott as well. Unfortunately, I do not know where I am.
We'll get you, Spock. It won't be long.
Practical idea, Captain. It seems unlikely that I shall be able to get to you.
Quickly.
There she is. That's the one. What have you done with Spock's brain? What have you done?
Stardate 5431.6. Immediately after making contact with Spock's brain, Dr. McCoy, Engineer Scott, and myself were taken prisoner inside a highly complex civilization hundreds of meters below the surface of planet Sigma Draconis 7. The primitive creature we encountered above warned us about the givers of pain and delight and the frightening consequences of being captured by them.
Here, you have something to speak.
What have you done with Spock's brain?
We do not know Spock.
This is Spock. You saw him on the ship. You have his brain. It must be restored to him immediately. What have you done with it?
Ah, yes, brain. You spoke to Luma also of brain, but we do not understand.
I do not know about Luma. But you were on the Enterprise. I saw you.
We do not know these things you speak of.
You came to my ship.
We know only here below and here above. This is our place. You are not Morg. You are stranger.
I saw you on my ship.
Jim.
She may not remember, or even really know. Disassociation could be complete. Doesn't seem possible she could have performed surgery on Spock. No, it doesn't.
You hurt Luma. It is not permitted again to hurt anyone.
Sorry. We don't want to hurt anyone.
If you wish to return to your home, you may go.
No. We'll stay here and learn about you and tell you of us.
Yes, for instance, above it's cold and harsh, and below it's warm. The air is fresh.
Aye, there's no sun, but there's light.
I wish to talk to those in charge.
In charge?
Yes, the organizers, the managers. The leader of your people.
I am leader. There is no other.
That's impossible. Who built the machines?
Who are the doctors? Who operates?
Who controls this complex?
Control. Controller?
Yes, the controller. The controller. Who controls? I would like to meet, to see him.
No, it is not permitted. Never. Controller is alone, apart. We serve Controller. No other is permitted near.
We intend no harm.
You have come to destroy us.
No, I promise you.
We just want to talk to somebody about Spock's brain, that's all.
Brain and brain, what is brain? It is Controller, is it not?
Yes. Yes, in a way it is. The human brain controls the individual's function.
Boss. Scotty. Spock's brain controls.
It's not possible.
Great leader. Great leader, we come from a far place to learn from your controller.
You lie. You know me. You have said that. You came to take back the controller.
He is our friend. You must take us to him. We beg you. Soon it will be too late.
Do not take them, Kira. Do not take them to the controller. They will be prevented.
You must take us.
I must learn what to do. Come with me. You'll keep them here.
Yes, mistress.
Ship's log. Lieutenant Sulu recording. I'm holding the Enterprise in orbit about planet Sigma Draconis 7. Captain Kirk's hunch that Spock's brain is on this planet appears to be correct. Ensign Chekov remains on the surface to act as liaison between the captain and the Enterprise.
Every nerve in my body was on fire.
I wouldn't believe the human organism could take such pain.
These are on to stay for a while. Must be a magnetic lock of some kind.
No one of the morgues is so obedient. I'm terrified. How is this place kept functioning by the primitive minds we've met?
Now, those women could never have set up anything as complex as this has to be. Well, that takes engineering genius. But there's no sign of engineering genius in any of those women.
They were smart enough to invent these training devices. What a way to maintain control over a man.
Pain and delight, he set up above.
I'm sure you noticed the delight aspect of this place.
Yes, I certainly did notice those delightful aspects. But that, too, was strictly under command of the women.
How does Spock's brain fit into this?
With a communicator, we might be able to find out. This fellow is keeping us from our property.
Well, isn't there a way to correct that situation?
I certainly think that science might provide an answer.
It does, Captain.
Agreed, Doctor.
Ugh!
us. We'll try them.
Come on, Scotty.
Bones, give them something that will keep them out for a while. Spock. Spock. Come on, Spock. Spock, you are on this frequency, Spock.
Yes, Captain. I am still here. Have you returned to the Enterprise?
No. We might be able to locate you if you gave us some idea of what they were using you for. Is it medical?
I'm not certain. I seem to have a body which stretches into infinity.
Body? Wait, you have none.
Then what am I?
You are a disembodied brain.
Fascinating. It could explain much, Doctor. My medulla oblongata is hard at work, apparently breathing, apparently pumping blood, apparently maintaining a normal physiologic temperature.
Spock, we don't have time for that.
Why are you endangering your lives by coming here?
We came to put you back. Where are you?
Back where?
Back into your body. We brought it along with us.
Thoughtful, Captain. But probably impractical. While I might trust the doctor to remove a splinter or lance of oil, I do not believe he has the knowledge to restore a brain.
Thank you.
No denigration intended, Dr. McCoy. That skill does not yet exist in the galaxy.
The skill to remove it exists right where we are. Restoring it must also be possible. That's why we've got to get to you as quickly as we can.
Captain, I appreciate the risks you are taking in my behalf. But I must insist that they are worthwhile only if there is a reasonable chance for success. Let me ask you, how much time has elapsed 18 since...
18 hours and 12 minutes.
Dr. McCoy must have told you that 24 hours is the maximum my body can be...
I told them.
That leaves us exactly 5 hours and 48 minutes, Spock.
It does seem all too brief a time to develop such skills, does it not?
Yes. Very brief. That's why we must get to you immediately. Beam us a signal so we can home in on you.
Acknowledged.
Got it.
Yes, Captain.
We've got pain-giving devices attached to us. Can you tell us how to get them off?
I shall give it top priority. Captain, I have an answer for you. It seems your pain bands are manually controlled. The red button on a bracelet releases them. I know that does not make much sense.
Oh, yes, it does, Bob. Concentrating, Spock. Keep concentrating, Spock.
Must be in there, Captain.
Thank you.
very flattering.
You will give life to my people for 10,000 years to come.
We'll find another controller.
The old one is finished. There is no other than this. And there will not be another for 10,000 years.
Spock, you're in a black box tied in with light rays into a complex control panel.
Fascinating.
You say you're breathing, pumping blood, maintaining temperature. Is it possible that you're recirculating air, running heating plants, purifying water?
Indeed, Captain, that is unquestionably part of what I am doing.
He must stay. He must stay.
He will not stay. Now, you took his brain. You will put it back. How did you do it?
I do not know.
She couldn't, Jim. Her mind is functioning on a very simple level. Mental faculties down here seem to be almost atrophied because of non-use.
She was on the Enterprise. She must have done it. How did you do it?
It was the old knowledge.
How do you get the old knowledge?
I put upon my head the teacher.
What is a teacher?
The great teacher of all the ancient knowledge.
If I may explain, Captain, she refers to the taped storehouse of knowledge of the builders of this place. I scan it. A most impressive store.
I cannot.
You must tell us.
I cannot. Only by command of the ancients may I understand.
How's it work? Show us. We'll protect you. You won't come to any harm.
It is a device with feeding circuits. They lead into the mind of the priestess leader. Its use is strictly predetermined by the builders.
No! No! Knowledge is forbidden! I must not know secrets! Oh, you're mine!
Explanation of the functioning of the teacher is essentially correct. However, he is giving no credit to me. I provide the means whereby the knowledge is used. Without me, Captain.
Without you, there could be no delicate miracle that kept Spock's brain alive.
Thank you, Doctor. That was very gracious.
Yes, from the very first, I appreciated your ability.
Good, Captain Kirk. Then you will also appreciate that without the teacher, I would not have the knowledge to use that which you have thoughtfully provided.
That phaser is set to kill.
So it is. That is the knowledge you have brought me. Kills, it will kill you.
We're not the first to bring you the knowledge of killing. If you continue, you'll kill Spock.
The controller die. The controller will live for 10,000 years, and we shall give him all our devotion.
But Spock will be dead. His body is dying this minute.
Why do you not understand that the need of my people for their controller is greater than your need for your friend?
No one may kill a man. Not for any purpose. It cannot be condoned.
Do not. I do not know killing. I do not wish to kill. Oh. The commandment must be fulfilled.
You must help us. When you came to the ship, you had the knowledge. Yet, when we came here, you didn't.
Correct.
How long does the knowledge last?
3 of your hours.
There would be just enough time.
If you had the knowledge, could you restore what you've taken?
I would not.
You must help us. You must restore, with that knowledge, what you have taken.
No!
You must put back what you have taken.
I will not betray my people. The controller will stay.
Jim, it worked for her. It might work for me.
She is an alien. The configurations of her brain are different. It could cause irreparable damage to your human brain, Doctor.
I'm a surgeon already. If I could learn these techniques, I might be able to retain them.
Captain, you might lose the doctor that way.
He might, but we're sure to lose you if I don't try.
I cannot allow you to jeopardize your life for me.
Spock, didn't you hear? I might be able to retain and bring these techniques to the world. Jim, isn't it worth that risk? Wouldn't you insist upon taking such a risk yourself?
Go ahead, Doctor. Put the teacher on.
No!
Stardate 5432.3. Dr. McCoy is proceeding to restore Spock's brain. Our problem? We do not know how long his increased surgical knowledge will stay with him. Any additional attempt to use the teaching device is impossible. It would kill my medical officer.
I've never seen anything like it. He's operating at warp speed. Look, I'd like a try at that teacher myself.
You will have him back and we will be destroyed.
No, you won't be destroyed. You'll be without your controller for the first time. But you'll be much better off, I think.
We will die.
No, you'll live and develop as you should have. All this shouldn't have been done for you. Now the women here below and the men here above will control together.
They will not help us without the pain.
There are other ways. You'll discover them. You must move to the surface, you understand.
We will die above in the cold.
You'll learn to build houses, to keep warm, to work. We'll help you for a while. Humans have survived under worse conditions. It's a matter of evolution. You'll be fine.
Captain Kirk.
What is it?
He's forgetting.
Why can't I? Mike. Bones.
All the gun, you know, the... nerves, there are a million of them. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?
Bones, you can't stop now.
I'm trying to thread a needle with a sledgehammer. What am I supposed to do? I can't remember. I don't remember. Bones, no one can restore a brain.
You could. A while ago, it was child's play.
Captain's log, supplemental. Our race against time to save Spock's life may have been futile. Dr. McCoy has lost the surgical knowledge he obtained from the teacher. He has been drawing on his own skills in surgical techniques in an attempt to continue the operation. But he is faltering and uncertain. In a desperate hope that he can draw on Spock's brain for assistance,
I instructed Dr. McCoy to give priority to connecting Spock's vocal cords. Well?
It's dying and I can't stop it.
Yes. Dr. McCoy.
Spock.
If you'll finish reconnecting my speech center, I might be able to help.
Speech center.
Yes. That's correct. One thing at a time. That's better. Now, Doctor, try the sonic separator.
Sonic separator?
Yes, I believe I already have some sensation of feeling. Please stimulate the nerve endings and observe the physical reactions one by one. In each case, I shall tell you when the probe is correct. You will then seal using the tri-laser connector.
Tri-laser connector. Ready?
Ready.
Right forefinger.
Correct.
Right wrist.
Correct.
Right elbow.
Correct. Very good, Doctor.
I'll never live this down. This Vulcan is telling me how to operate.
Thousand mistakes. Sealing nerve endings. Joining ganglia. The fluid balance is correct, but I don't know.
Congratulations, Doctor. And thank you.
How do you feel, Spock?
On the whole, Captain, I believe I'm quite fit. This is fascinating. A remarkable example of a retrograde civilization, at the peak, advanced beyond any of our capabilities, and now operating at this primitive level which you saw. And it all began thousands of years ago, when a glacial age reoccurred. You see, this underground complex was developed for the women. The men remained above, and a male-female schism took place. A fascinating cultural development of a kind which has...
I knew it was wrong. I shouldn't have done it.
What's that?
I should have never reconnected his mouth.
Well, we took the risk, Doctor.
As I was saying, a fascinating cultural development of a kind which hasn't been seen in ages. The last such occurrence took place on old Earth when the Romans were warring with the Greeks.